The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Janet Entine.
Good morning. How are
you? How are you, Janet?
Good.
Before we go to our guests, you know, I always like to explain what Project Independence is. And Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important number to remember is 311. Call 311 24/7 for a question, and you'll get an answer. You'll be hooked up with somebody. And if we don't have a specific thing that you need, we're constantly out there making partnerships. There's been about 170,000 calls made to 311 Project Independence since its inception. And just a few things, you know, every week I throw out some different statistics, but bottom line, there's been 6,000 social work calls where people have, whether it's bereavement or some medical questions or even, which we'll talk about later, dependency, where somebody said, I need help. Something's going on, which is amazing. And nursing-wise, 14,000 nursing, where people needed their blood pressure checked or something. Not going into specifics, but it really, the call center is tremendous. And besides that, then there's social stuff. You know, there's games and there's dances and there's just such socialization. And there was a study in Harvard, a Harvard study that came out, that it's the third most important thing. Is socialization in aging. I think diet, exercise, socialization, and I really can't remember what the other two were, but those were the top three, and which is so true. And there's so many programs that Project Independence gives to the community that just call the number. Right, Janet?
Yes, plus the fact once you dial 311, you are talking to a human being, so that's you're one step up already, and then you can pursue what you need. But
that's true, too. Yeah, you're not getting any push this,
right,
push
exactly.
A, push B. You get to a person.
You're getting a human being who can talk to you and answer questions and actually get, you know, give you advice. I mean, I called up and said, such and such is happening next door. You know, do I call you? Do I need a department? And they'll talk you through it.
Good. And every answer gets returned. It's all recorded. Mm-hmm. So nobody can turn around and say, I called them 3 weeks ago. Nobody called you back.
And
no,
it's monitored.
It's clocked.
It's
monitored. That's tremendous. But now we're going to get to our special guest today. We have Lisa Stern with us, who is an Assistant Vice President, Senior Programs of ISAP.
Well, Family and Children's Association.
I know that. Oh, but that.
Yeah, the ISAP program is one of our programs that we're most known for, the case management.
I'm sorry. I know it. Okay.
Case management and in-home assistance program, and we do get a lot of referrals from that 311 line. We work very closely with the Town of North Hempstead.
Terrific. And then we also have Regina Anderson, also Family and Children's Association, but now she's a program coordinator and the Alzheimer's caregiver program you're involved with.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. First, I want to start with both of you. We'll start with Lisa. How'd you get involved with Family and Children's? Family, just tell us a little bit about Families and Children's. The name comes up all over. You see buildings all over the place.
Yeah.
I was in Hicksville recently, and I think 106 or 107, I said, wow, there's a building.
That's our addiction and behavioral health program.
Oh, okay.
Family and Children's Association is a nonprofit. We've been around for over 130 years, and we have services. We have addiction and behavioral health programs, homeless youth shelters, a lot of programs that support families and youth in the community, the most vulnerable. We're here today to talk about our senior division.
Okay.
We're known for the ISAP program, but we have a wide array of senior programs that work collaboratively. So no matter where you enter Family and Children's for our senior programs, you can be connected to the other programs. And we work very closely with community partners.
Okay, just do ISAP for a quick second, because I confused that with...
Yeah, ISAP is a program that's funded by the state and Nassau County Office for the Aging.
Okay.
And it provides in-home case management and assistance. And like you said, the personal touch, you will get a case manager on the phone who will talk to you.
Okay.
A case manager will come out to your home and talk to you about what your needs are and can, you know, educate and connect you with the resources and services in the community.
Okay.
How does one get in touch with you? Do you have to go through another agency or can they call
you
directly?
No, you can call directly. It's 516-292-1300. And there's always a case manager on duty that can talk to you about your needs and connect you with all the resources.
Great.
So it's a similar,
yes.
Just a generic call. Here's my issue, here's my problem, mm-hmm. and they're you're going to direct the person.
And if we don't provide the service, we'll find who provides the service. We never leave anybody hanging.
Wow,
so
okay.
We do our best to connect them to any resource that would be helpful.
Okay. And Regina, you're more with the Alzheimer's part of Family and Children's.
That's just one of my roles now. I actually have been with the program for 19 years, the ISA program for 19 years, and this grant, the Alzheimer's Caregiver Program, is new. We just finished our first year, so this position is just a new position, but I've been with the agency other than 2 years since 1985.
Wow.
I know, long history of Family and Children.
Just before this show started, we were talking about the people who work in this world.
Yeah.
It's dedication.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize how long you were with them,
yeah.
but it's the truth. You're not coming here just for a paycheck.
No.
This is something you care about. You own it and you live it.
Right. Our agency has such passion for helping people, and I just fell in love with that and really just never left. My roles have changed over the years.
Okay.
And 19 years ago, I started with the senior programs, and I really just love working with them. Love coming to work every day. It's
right,
a great
okay.
program.
Well, when you guys talk about mental issues, mm-hmm. okay, and actually after this we have Nami on, but give me that in the broader sense,
well,
okay?
Because
somebody says the person has a mental issue, there's lots of, everybody has an opinion on what that means.
Absolutely, and we actually have a new grant through the Office of Mental Health, and it's a triple partnership. A lot of our newer grants are partnerships because we realize we can't do it alone. We need to get the community involved to talk about what are the barriers to getting an isolated senior behavioral health services. There's transportation barriers, there's stigma attached to mental health. This grant has an RN and case manager that are going to be going into the home, doing a comprehensive assessment, and really staying with the client intensively until they're connected with the services that they need. So it's formulating a treatment plan with the client, based on what the needs are. This triple partnership is with Central Nassau Guidance, Family and Children's Association, and the Office for the Aging.
Okay.
And we are all working together and engaging the rest of the community in the conversation. When we have a case where, there's some barrier to getting this person help, we want to think out of the box. A big part of this initiative is to use technology with seniors that are isolated and homebound, because transportation is such a problem. Not in town of North Hempstead, you do it well, transportation.
No, but I agree with you.
But
it's
in other parts
difficult.
Of Nassau County, it's very hard for isolated seniors to access those services. So we really want to maybe bring the services to them through technology. There are apps to help seniors remind them to take medication. There are apps. There's virtual senior center. We just saw a demonstration the other day. So we really want to think out of the box and engage the community in how to help these people.
Right. The virtual senior center, that's, you have to be somewhat computer proficient, but no, that's a tremendous organization.
They make it really easy,
yep.
and that's what we want to do. We want to have the case manager work with the client on how to use the technology, and really the great part about this grant, it's 3 to 5 months or however long it will take to really get the client comfortable with the services and address those barriers. So if it's transportation, whether we connect them with Medicaid transportation, LISL has transportation, Town of North Hempstead, or even teaching them to use Uber on their phone.
Right, right.
There are ways that we can address those barriers.
And the important thing also is checking in, what you're saying, because recently, actually, I wasn't involved, but I know a situation where one of the siblings who has issues, he's come and gone, and now he's been hospitalized because the other sibling was trying to keep up with him, and it's just a phone call. Yeah, fine. Yeah, I'm fine. And sometimes that's the way he is. But fine is down 40 pounds and nothing in the refrigerator. Right. But if you get to see the person, you say, wait, something's going wrong here.
Right.
And, the other sibling's very caring, but she doesn't want to butt in too much. And he had been good for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Happened, it just went bad.
Sometimes you see those warning signs when somebody's involved with the clients. They can see that, like you said, the refrigerator's empty or the mail's piled up. And there are all these little signs when the person's telling you they're fine.
Yeah, exactly. So, you have to get in the house
or see
the screen and say, wait a minute, you're looking kind of gaunt here, that something's, going on.
Right.
And it's so prevalent that people don't even appreciate how much
it is.
Well, I think certainly as you age, there's a tendency to be isolated.
Yeah.
You know, you lose family members, you lose friends, you're not as mobile as you were. So everything that you're doing is spectacular.
Yeah. No, it's very important, and we push. You know, we have different advisories just to get somebody, you know, from Project Independence perspective, you can come to a meeting. It's not a meeting. You just sit there. I can come here and listen to everyone and say, guess what? I don't like anybody in this room. I'm leaving. That's fine. All of a sudden, I start talking to Regina afterwards, and we have something in common. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back next week.
Right.
And that's it. It's just you look forward to next week. And exactly. And you guys, that's the kind of program. But you're much more hands-on.
We are.
Than,
we are.
Winding up like in a group home, so to speak.
Yeah, but I also think seniors, you know, there's ageism and there's stigma attached to accepting mental health services. Mm-hmm. And 80% of times when seniors have depression, it's treatable. And I think that
really?
People don't realize that
they don't.
And
they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard to get to the right person to treat that.
Is there a cost for this? Is this an insurance
no,
covered,
no
or it's just it's
the,
a community service?
It's a community service. It's through the grants from the Office of Mental Health.
Oh, and that grant covers the person getting the service also.
It does.
Okay, I thought the grant was for you guys to organize the program.
It is, but
right,
also
but I mean,
deliver
yeah.
the
services. Part of the program is yeah. to deliver. Oh, okay, I didn't
yeah.
realize that part of it.
And there actually is provision in the grant to purchase technology for seniors that need, you know, that don't have access to it.
Okay.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that is the we talked about it just a little bit ago. It's coming more and more, and we like if you're 60, 65, 70, you know what computerization is. I mean, you're into it. 85 is that 80. You know, those people aren't very few of them. I mean, actually, in Project Independence, there are
right
because it's a different senior, and
right.
it's a that's a nice thing to say. It is a different senior because they're more involved. But you know, the typical mom whose husband passed away and she's 81 years old. It doesn't have the computer.
Right, and they tend to isolate.
Yes.
You know, the 81, they just lost their husband. A lot of their friends have passed away or are also homebound now, so they tend to isolate. And that's why we need a lot of services in place. People who are actually seeing the person, a friendly visitor, a case manager, a chore worker, a home care
right.
aide, someone who's going in there, a case manager who will talk to you every 2 months, but you have a friendly visitor once a week, or a bill payer who's going in once a month. All of those eyes on the person can see decline, changes, depression, and very often depression, you know, is looked at as, well, it's just a part of aging, and it's not. It's not a part of aging. Depression is treatable, like Lisa said, 80% is treatable. And, you know, encouraging someone, even going with them to the first time to a senior center.
Right,
maybe that senior center isn't right for you, but there are several different in the area. So I just think hand-holding some seniors mm-hmm. is necessary.
And there's different mm-hmm. programs at these centers, too. So you might walk into one and say, this group is not, but come back 2 hours, 2 hours later, it's a
right.
whole different group and a whole different program
right.
going
Clinton
on.
Clinton Martin
right.
Park is perfect example
oh.
for that. They have like four or five. They're all different groups. It's not mm-hmm. the same group of people every
right.
day. So maybe Tuesday is in your group. Maybe Wednesday is your group. Or maybe
yeah.
Wednesday afternoon. So,
right, no, I agree with
yeah.
you there.
And it's that relationship that develops with the case manager and the client that can, that trusting relationship that sometimes can get a senior who's isolated to try something new.
Okay.
Yes.
Actually, we're going to take an early break because the case manager and you had mentioned different people coming in. I just want a clearer picture of that, but we'll start it after the break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.